Talking today with Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Steve, let's talk a little bit maybe first of all about what exactly was going on at the state capitol today. At least had a short session and a couple of votes. Tell me about what the lawmakers were trying to accomplish.
Ron, I think they were really tackling two different things. One was sort of a formal declaration to affirm the governor's health emergency declaration he set in place last week, utilizing a law for the first time in state history that was created, I think, in about 2003 in order to address an unusual pandemic like we've had. And so they met and affirmed that declaration in a special session. It was the first time they'd been back in the Capitol since mid-March. And then they worked on some budget and revenue issues. They were able to declare they're soon to declare a revenue failure from the State Board of Equalization with our declining revenues in the state. And so they were moving some money, in essence, from one bank account into another. It's kind of if you had to move money out of your savings account at home into your checking account because you need to pay some bills. Well, pretty soon the state of Oklahoma is going to need to pay some bills. So they had to move some money around from a couple of different accounts to make sure that they could get it from the rainy day fund into the state's hands so that we can take care of this remaining fiscal year's obligation.
Sounded like they didn't quite get all of that accomplished today.
Well, they set in place most of the core things that they needed to accomplish there. I know there were a few items that the governor had wanted them to address that were left out of that, but I think they needed to do to just make sure that the core things continue to get funded. But the next big challenge really comes when they return, which that date is yet to be determined, but they have recessed again for an indefinite period of time. But how do you map out where we go for fiscal year 2021 with the declining revenues? And they have come near to exhausting our savings account there. So they're going to have to make some hard projections into the next fiscal year.
With that said, at this point, you know, you've obviously had several things that you've been watching really, really closely. Anything going to get done besides budget whenever they do return, probably what now and maybe early May?
Well, that's the sort of the major question that I think is on everybody's mind, and it's really hard to say with any level of certainty. I think I could tell you, you know, what might happen or what we might think today, but it seems like that there's no sure thing with what all we've been dealing with in the world, and particularly here at home. That I think that the speaker has said that they would hear a limited number of policy bills once they get the budget ironed out. But what makes that list and how deep they go into regular order is yet to be determined. I think there are a handful of policy things related to public safety and health care that I think will get deservedly flow a lot of attention in this situation. But how far or how wide they cast their net is really up in the air. So we'll be working via phone and email with our folks in the legislature pretty heavily over the next few weeks, trying to make sure what is on that list and what isn't. But I would imagine it's going to be a fairly short list of policy items that they address.
And this is what they've still got a few more steps before they can finalize some of these measures, right?
Yeah, that's another thing that they have suspended a number of rules to allow them to advance bills through the process quicker than they normally would. So we're just in such unusual times with the way that they have been operating. That's just another reason why they really need to stick to the core basic duties that they have with the budget and with these health emergency situations, because we were really only about halfway through the process when the wheels kind of came off the wagon here. A number of these pieces of legislation still have not gone through a committee or the chamber floor on one side or the other. So I think that it would be dangerous and probably unwise to move an everyday policy bill to skip some of those steps in the process. So I think most of the things that we would have talked to you about a month ago, I think, are pretty much off the table now. And you never say never, but I think that it'll be a pretty narrow window of opportunity that they'll feel comfortable in skipping those steps and advancing them directly to final passage. And there's a few things that may require that unprecedented action. And they've each set a process in place that would allow them to suspend the rules and bring something directly to the floor, but would still have to be passed by both bodies, the House and the Senate, and go to the governor for signature. So, and keep top of that is that they really just want to be in the Capitol building as limited amount of time as possible. I know there was a couple dozen, maybe pushing 20 members that didn't attend today's session that utilized their proxy voting over on the House side. They created a way for them to vote remotely, which is another historic action. So I think that the majority of the legislature, in particular leadership, really wants them there as small a time as possible. So that, again, would lend itself to a fairly streamlined amount of things that they take action on.
You know, I guess the big question right now for that next fiscal year, how many dollars are you even going to have to work with? I mean, that's going to be hard to figure. I would think the traditional way we do it is going to make it really difficult.
Yeah, that reading the tea leaves on that is always probably a little bit more of a projection and a gamble than I think most people would realize, but typically you have enough data in front of you, and you have a lot of really smart people, and I know that State Treasurer McDaniel is a really, really bright and talented guy that we all have a lot of faith in that helps put those numbers in front of them. We have a number of our state leaders that are make up that equalization board, and the legislative leadership is able to take that information and work with the governor's office to call a play, if you will, for next year. But right now, I think it's more critical and really more dangerous than we've seen in many years with what the energy economy has done, and with the core of our economic situation being so uncertain, with the majority of businesses shut down right now, they're very likely to have to come back in special session again 6 months down the road with which to make adjustments to the plays that they called here in April and May.
At this point, you know, for Farm Bureau, anything that you're going to be paying the most attention to? In other words, what for an agricultural organization, you know, what can they even do at this point?
Well, right now, our main job is to just make sure that we continue to be a voice for our members around the state of Oklahoma who are not able to connect with their legislators the same way that they might would have, you know, at the coffee shop on Friday or Sunday school on Sunday, or you know, at a ball game on a weekend evening. So we're trying to maintain our relationships. Our public policy division has been really burning up the phone and the emails, just trying to stay in touch with the legislators so that they know that we're there, and what we're sharing with them that are on the minds of our members around the state. You know, we spend a lot of time looking towards Washington D.C. as you know, Ron, with all the things that happened up there, but we're also trying to make sure that normally you could go around your own community and run into your state legislator. Right now, we're not really as a people out and about like that. So what we're trying to do is just make sure that if one of those policy bills comes up, has an impact on them, that they know to reach out and communicate with us. And thankfully, with the leadership of Secretary Arthur and the Department of Ag, we have, you know, regular communication with all our other ag groups and making sure that we work together to keep an eye on how that is evolving and make sure that ag-related priorities in the budget, you know, get handled. We've always been worried about extension funding and really need to see an investment made there. We're hoping to work on that this session. And, you know, my, how things have changed in such a short period of time. Now everybody's just trying to, you know, keep the lights on. So things have really kind of flipped in a major way for all of us.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.